I don't mind you coming here, wasting all my time. Cause when you're standing oh so near, I kinda lose my mind. It's not the perfume that you wear, it's not the ribbons in your hair. And I don't mind you coming here and wasting all my time.
Jerry Bader Show 1006, The Cars. Jason's Classic Cut, just what I needed. I have a couple of final thoughts before we get on to other things here. The governor's State of the State address. One of the things that I think is going to get lost in all of this is how remarkable the turnaround has been under Governor Scott Walker. Now, Wisconsin continues to be polarized, and liberals aren't going to like him. But look, if we really are about a 50-50 state, which I think we are, and I know there were conservatives who had their own ox gourd with Act 10 that were upset with him. But if you are even remotely center-right, you should be pleased with the results. There are those who are moderate center-right who felt, well, that just went too far. The sky hasn't fallen. The world hasn't ended. Our schools are just fine. Our government infrastructure is just fine. Government is running more efficiently and still providing a good product. That's what conservatives have wanted forever. Well, Governor Scott Walker, anyone who calls themselves anything right of center, this is what you've wanted forever. And he laid it out in great detail that he's made it happen, and he's not done. What's stunning to me is that he is, when you look at where Wisconsin was when he inherited it from Jim Doyle in 2011, and where it is now, it just seems to me that in any other time, any other place, he would have a 20 to 30 point lead over anyone trying to run against him. Instead, it's fractionally close. Why? Why is it so close? I'm telling you, given her political inexperience, given her absolute vacuous answers, given his political experience and his accomplishments as governor, 100% of people who consider themselves even right of center at all should support him enthusiastically. But here is what has been revealed. Some people are hypocrites. There are people who consider themselves conservatives when conservatism doesn't mean them. Oh, you mean this is going to impact me personally? Well, I didn't see that coming, and they can't get over it. And they feel betrayed by Scott Walker. Well, I voted for him, and then he did something that impacted me. Yes. Because reining in the size of government is what he had to do to turn things around in Wisconsin. And I would put the group of people that I'm talking about is somewhere in the 10% range who will never, ever, ever vote for Scott Walker again, who won't personally like Scott Walker, even though they never met him, because they were directly impacted. And it is bizarro world. That given what he's accomplished, he's looking at a close race against anybody, or that anybody is even competitive with him. When you look at the things that he touted last night, economic growth, tax cuts, and everything else, he should be a shoo-in for re-election. But there are those who have historically voted Republican who can't get over the fact that they were personally impacted by this. I talked about this during the recall. And I think that is making it a close race. And given the fact that she may spend up to $8 million of her own dollars, and that nationally this is a governor's race that is seen as the governor's race again, I think it is going to be close. Is it going to be closer than 2010 with Barrett, I don't know. She's going to have to talk more than she's been talking, but she's also going to spend a lot of money defining herself. So I don't know. It's way too early to say how this is going to shake out. But the, as he continues to push and push and push this, I'm pretty confident he's going to win. I suspect it's going to be closer than it should be. Well, in my mind, it should be 10 to 15 points. And what I am putting up, the reason I say that is what he's accomplished versus what she's got to offer. And I would leave you on this topic with this. If you want to vote for Mary Burke and you were not directly impacted by Scott Walker's changes in terms of your pension or your health insurance costs went up as a public employee, teacher, whatever, why do you think Wisconsin would be better under her? When you look at Wisconsin under Jim Doyle, and forget everything else, Wisconsin as a whole, how can any reasonable person say the state is not in better shape now, including the hell that liberals put the state through? We survived that. You tried to create complete anarchy because you didn't like the direction the state was going. What's getting lost in here is how remarkable this is. That he has accomplished this. And now Republicans are sparring a little bit over how much should be held, how much should be given to taxpayers. They'll figure that out. They will. That's actually a good point. That's a listener makes a really good point. Tommy Thompson was extremely popular. Tommy Thompson in 1994 carried Dane County. The reason is Tommy was, in some areas, pretty moderate. But in terms of the conservative agenda, yeah, Scott Walker has rolled over Tommy Thompson. I would agree with that. All right, I want to move on to this. As you know, the Super Bowl, a week from Sunday, is going to be at MetLife Stadium in the metropolitan New York area. New Jersey, but the metropolitan New York area. They received, did the metro New York area, about 14 inches of snow between yesterday and Tuesday and yesterday. This was the storm that people were afraid was going to hit during the Super Bowl. Jason, is that a liberal getting your blood pressure up over there? No. Really? A conservative has you that upset, huh? Ah, okay. Gotcha. Now, this was the storm that they were desperately afraid was going to hit right during the game. And by the way, Farmer's Almanac, I'm going to give them a win. To get this as close to the Super Bowl weekend as they did, that there would be this major northeast storm, I'm going to say they got it right. When you're forecasting that far out, I think they got it exactly right. Here's what I find hysterical. So now, as you can imagine, MetLife Stadium is covered with snow. They have a week from Sunday to get it cleared, and they're freaking out. MetLife Stadium needs to be dug out after a snowstorm less than 2 weeks before Super Bowl. The forecast, which can't be taken as gospel 11 days in advance, is improving for Super Bowl Sunday. They're saying a high of 40 and a low of 25 with snow showers possible. A high of 40 would be excellent football weather. Fans won't like it because they think the Super Bowl should be in the warm weather. A little warmer than the forecast for Monday, which also called for a snow-rain mix. There's not going to be a storm like the one that hit. It doesn't appear that way anyway. But now they're all panicky. Well, they got to get that snow removed. The Packers do this all the time. And how many people live in the metropolitan New York area? Look at how many people line up, and they pay what, minimum wage? I don't know what they pay. Is it $10 an hour? They do. They pay $10 an hour, huh? Because they do get a fair amount of people out there. You have to be, what, at least 16, I believe it is? Something like that for the Packers. Anytime there's a huge snow event before a Packers game, this is just standard operating procedure. you should be able to get, I don't even know how many people. For a day's work, I mean, other NFL stadia deal with it. In fact, this stadia should be prepared to deal with it. It's in a snow. It's not like this is the only game this stadium ever hosts. They should kind of have a way to do this, huh? Yeah, it's not like Florida got 14 inches of snow. It's a stadium that's in the snow belt. That's probably why they got snow. You know, I'm just throwing that out there. But they're just absolutely panicking. My suspicion is they'll get it done. And the weather looks like it's actually going to be pretty okay. But it was close. I would argue that this was close. Within 2 weeks of the Super Bowl, I think the Farmer's Almanac nailed it. I would say they were about as close to 100% as you can absolutely get. All right. Football-related, but not sports-related. A story that won't go away, and I want to get to it in 5 minutes, and I haven't talked much about it. Rush Limbaugh has talked a lot about it. And that is what has happened to Seahawks cornerback Richard Sherman since he kind of went off a little bit in a post-game interview. I'm going to address that in five. It's 10:17.
The Jerry Bader Show.